Manifestos for a Lost Cause. Our early near-deserted street has limbless trunks of trees, as if they were straight-jacketed, clustering with this year's leaves. Care workers from the hospital are coming off a night shift. I'm on my daily stroll. Across the sun-struck flags bereft are shadows, likely phantoms, imaginary fears, our own left abandoned in their homes. There's furniture laid on the street, emergent from that darkness, a sign says, free to take away. As if this were our secret change, you see the drowning persons whose whole lives flashed before them every lockdown day. I'm crossing in and out of those shadows at someone's approach, and see two pigeons raise their tails over a sleeping policeman. They back off then, agree to differ, while tentative, I'm still and watch a robin on its dustbin perch, retiring, now catch up ahead, a traffic light still held on red amidst full, ruffled leaves. In the heart of the lockdown campus is a vast abandoned poster, Discover the World, Erasmus Plus. The world's a bluey greenish yonder on that corporate propaganda, but we're not going anywhere. Anywhere much beyond its lake. Yet what a time to be alive, and gone on past our testing centre, still not open at this hour. Look how the lakeside care home is raked in sudden sunlight, like merely going for a walk could so improve the day. Look how these 2020 visions follow us as we're withdrawn from all our sullen offices, the book lined, out of reach, forlorn. The very word, yet here's a thing, you haunt an empty swan's nest by the sluice gate near a wood. It's like our lives hung by that thread, the survival of their brood, a brood I'd counted too, but there's no sanctuary in the wood. Withdrawing sea, tree cover opens, sky to new growth on dwarf pines, the more sage-coloured leaves, and see, to these you are united, now that with a loser's hindsight, we're as sick at heart. A chilly breeze brings this suggestion of cloud wisps from the west, and on a ruthless lock-up's padlocked door, the spray-gunned signed graffiti says, suicide is not the answer. And it's as if those words ghost writer had tried it, he would let us know, us here still in the park with seagulls pecking at their council grass. But tell me, what would be the question? On this three parks walk, historic cast iron lamps by railway lines, I'm rummaging its moments for when that past was intercepted. Street views, daily routes, routines, by health and safety lamp standards and all the social distancing, they see us frayed, become untied, see on a valley side's south crest, facing down towards the coast, how time's left in alternative futures, ones we're not to live. Their caravans corralled around a big top on the park, music's blurring from its tent, now a circus is in town, clouds scudding towards an early dark, but with that sense of emptiness, as when it's upped and gone, another groundless accusation spreads on social media, and there's nothing to be done. You find the one word sorry stenciled on a wall, without an explanation, nothing else at all, and over pavement, front lawn, everywhere, find patterns in the leaf fall this dying year. For by an empty bus stop, on the way back homeward, its perspex screens are summed up in that enigmatic word. Then all the things you meant to do, worlds discover, praising folly, couldn't happen in this pause, when time would have to be repurposed, because that future's gone forever, a manifesto for a lost cause.